that time, and then just going down some curbs and going up rough ground. Then pretty soon she took away my, I couldn't touch her shoulder or hold her hand. She gave me a little twig to hold on to. I thought, oh, fuck, now I got, you know, it was like a whole different world. When I was touching her, I was, you know, I knew nothing would go wrong, but now I was down to a twig. Oh, man, I got to watch out. But then at that, every time that things were a little tense, she'd do something and just make me belly laugh uproariously. I can't even tell you what those things would be, but it was just like astounding.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing was just amazing. When I got done, I couldn't stop laughing for about a half an hour. How loud I was just laughing and laughing.
Right on, man. That sounds amazing. I didn't get to do it.
It was done. I know that Oliver's an artist. That's what she is. And, you know, but when I saw her out there leading me around doing this thing in her element, I realized how incredibly creative she is.
Yeah.
Like, for her to see this stuff and then to show it to me, you know, stuff that nobody else can see, she saw, and then she showed it to me.
Right.
There was this bond, you know?
Right.
And then there's this trust, of course, holding on to it, hoping she wouldn't bring me out into the traffic, you know? Utter trust, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it occurred to me right away in the beginning, you know, I could cheat.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, right immediately, I said, no cheating. You know, this is what it is. But I was nervous sometimes.
Right. Mm. That's awesome. Yeah, everyone that I talked to that did it had just a really, really strong experience. It wasn't just like, oh, that was a pretty good piece. They were like, whoa, that was a different thing.